When did your mother carry her clothes out to the place where she hung them, man?
You know, you mean in what kind of a...
Yeah.
You know, I just declare I don't remember now, but this seemed to me like most of the time at that time she'd just carry them on her arm.
Uh-huh.
Seemed to me like that's the way it was, but I wouldn't be positive. I don't just remember that exactly.
What does your wife use now?
Well, she uses a basket. Altogether, but she's got an automatic washer now, and she just washes a little when she gets ready, go in there and throw in a bunch there some morning for breakfast, and breakfast is over there ready to hang out. And so what's that
handy though?
Oh yes, just where there's just two of us now. We've raised a great big family, five boys and two girls ourselves. My five boys has all got good farms right around me here.
Oh.
One of them right there, one of them right here. My son-in-law Vienna, where that big house is.
Uh-huh.
Another boy back over here with 100 acres.
That must be gratifying.
Oh, yes.
Have them so
15
close.
15 minutes I can get to every one of them.
Oh, boy.
And I work for that, you know, and that makes lots of difference. We do have one daughter. Now that's my son-in-law over there. We have one daughter in California. The rest of my children, I can get to them in 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Any of them.
Well, except the one in Tulsa.
Yeah, well, of course, I got reference to their farms here. Uh-huh. They're just a working day. They'll be back some of these days. They don't want to sell their farms.
Uh-huh.
One of them, a baby boy, owned 100 acres there. That's his property there. And, I figured that someday or another we may need him to help us, you know, see after us a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's awful handy and makes it mighty nice.
Yeah.
You know, you take your children where they're all moved all over the whole USA, you just live in another world for, you don't live with them. And maybe
sure.
Some along and one of them die out. It's just, you in other words, you lost them way back in it.
Yeah.
Just from, I mean, in a way of being away from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see them twice a year, maybe.
That's right.
You're lucky. Maybe once every 3 or 4 years.
Well, now then, we're lucky now. We figure we're lucky if our daughter comes in once a year from California.
And that's a
she
long
was in
trip.
Here long this fall. Yes, it is a long trip.
But I bet she's glad to get back.
Oh, yes. She enjoys it. Has got a good job. He's an airplane mechanic and been with the government now about 18 years. And it won't be off too awful long till he can retire on a
uh-huh.
good pension. And he was at Corpus Christi. And they got a big air base there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they shut down a lot of that, moved him to Alamito, California.
Uh-huh.
Moved everything he had, free gratis, his,
uh-huh.
paid his car fare and everything. You fixing to leave?
No, I took my glasses up.
I see.
Did you have a porch on the house when you were a boy?
Not the first house we did, but the next one we did. When we built the next house, we built a frame house and had a porch on it.
Did you call it the porch?
How's that?
Did you call it the porch?
Yes, we called it porch.
Did they call it anything else in those
days? I don't remember now. We didn't have it. Well, I don't think they called it pretty. We had two porches in there. What we called a kitchen. Inside, then we had a main porch all along the front of the house.
Now this kitchen, that was separated from the house?
No, it adjoined the house, but we called it a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That's where we done all the cooking, you know. And then in the summertime, we ate on these porches, you see, screened in.
Uh-huh.
In the winter, we'd eat in the kitchen, where we called it the whole thing to go.
I bet that was handy. You didn't get the house all heated up.
That's right. It was.
I think we should do more of that today.
Well, you take this country here, brother. This is one of the wonderfulest countries under the sun. If people would try to do, I'll tell you what's the matter. We got some people that don't try to do nothing.
Yeah.
And that makes it bad. Now you take my whole entire family here. We work, but we enjoy keeping things running. Everybody's getting along all right. We don't have any trouble.
Yeah.
Making a living.
Raise your own.
Oh my, yes. We don't have no trouble making a living.
If the door was open when you were a boy and your mother didn't want it that way, what would she tell you to do?
Well, she'd tell us to shut the door. It was going to freeze in here.
Let's see. We talked about your